This is URN.
Today, the Times have written an article about how students will be banned from refusing speakers a platform at their universities under the first government intervention of free speech on campus for 30 years. So Sam Guillemot, the university's minister, will announce tough guidance on the issue at a meeting today, and he is calling for attempts to silence debate. He will accuse some student societies of institutional hostility to certain unfashionable but perfectly lawful views. A murky legal landscape with guidance from various regulators let zealots censor those with whom they disagree, Mr. Guillemot will say. The new rules signal the seriousness with which the government is taking free speech on campus. The previous university's minister, Joe Johnson, said last year that the Office for Students, the new university regulator, would enforce existing measures. Mr. Guillemot has decided that the watchdog will use its powers to impose the government guidance. The OFS, which came into force on April the 1st, could name, shame or even fine institutions for failing to uphold the rules. Last time the government intervened on the issue was in the Education Act of 1986, when a duty of free speech was imposed on universities. Ministers have grown alarmed at the number of safe spaces on British campuses. Originally intended to make sure debate was respectful and speakers were not shouted down, safe spaces have at times been used to silence opinions in case they are seen as offensive. So-called no platforming, where a person is prevented from speaking at a particular event or others refuse to share a platform with them, has also been used this way. It was originally a method used to stop fascist speakers. Mr. Guillemot wants action to protect lawful free speech on campus, and a single set of guidelines will be a new chapter for openness. This follows in 2015 when Katie Hopkins went to talk to the Brunel University students and they walked out. Now, guys, all I wanted to ask you on this issue is whether you agree that the government should have control and fine institutions for students refusing to give people a platform, or do you think it's up to the students whether they want to hear certain views or not?
I think there is a an element of concern that can often come around government, really any regulation of speech, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, it's in the educational sphere, work sphere, even in government. Semantics aside, looking at words like restriction or constraint, we should look at what it is, and it is protection of freedom of speech. I think there's a certain there's an extent to which students should be entitled to not want people on campus, and I think we've seen that at this university. I think a couple of years ago there was a controversy with right wing groups being allowed to voice an opinion on campus, and you know there is a conflict between freedom of speech and kind of the freedom of students to feel safe in around their own campus, mm-hmm. and you know hold their own opinions, but that does work both ways. And I think upon the failure of university is to find a level between that.
Yeah.
And it's clear this is an issue.
It's
right that the government do put in some kind of regulation. So long as it doesn't become this kind of tyrannical way of suppressing student opinion, then I think it's quite a safe move.
Well, this move has come from a recent investigation by MPs that found that campaigners against abortion, Christian groups and secularists were among those who felt that it was hard to get a hearing at universities.
Yeah, I mean, I'm personally a very firm believer in how important freedom of speech is.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think it should be regulated by the government, because you then run the risk of, obviously the government is going to have a particular view. So are they therefore, will they then just be kind of, I can't think of the word, putting that view out through these people that they're allowed to speak, and then shutting down any views that they don't agree with through banning people? And I think that's something that's actually really dangerous, and I think it should probably be up to the university's discretion, maybe, as a more neutral kind of not leader, but more neutral kind of deciding body about this situation. We've actually had a text in that I can't actually see. But freedom of speech, this person has said, it was originally used to stop kind of fascist in quote marks speakers who are not normally kind of actually fascist, but kind of are portrayed as that. And they also say that the UK doesn't actually have freedom of speech.
I'd challenge that. I think, yeah, we don't have a Bill of Rights like the US does in a codified form, but we do have.
I mean, there was a case the other day of someone putting out a YouTube video that was to do with a dog giving a Hail Hitler, and they were actually sent to jail, and I think it was called something like a hate crime, and they were sent to jail because it was classed as offensive. And so does that not set precedence that anything that anybody says that's offensive, they could then go to jail for? You could call someone fat or something, which is obviously offensive, but should you therefore go to jail for that?
Yeah. The problem is, I think, this balance between, people want a balance between freedom and safety, and that's something that's really hard to kind of strike, I think. And the problem is that, like, yeah, we need to make people feel safe. We do, and that's important. But I don't know if hiding ourselves from things that we don't like to hear about is the best way to make ourselves feel safe. Because, yeah, it stops people from hearing these things, but to what extent? And people are always going to hear about these things. There's a reason that people are still racist and all of this kind of thing. And if... I don't know if it's better to have someone come into the university to talk about these things and for people to look at them and be like, well, I have my own morality and I don't agree with that. Yeah. Of course, there's always going to be people who are going to agree with that. But those people, I don't know if a speech by a person is enough to completely indoctrinate someone. It seems a bit excessive.
And we've had another text in here saying that universities should be an area where we are able to debate. And that's kind of tied in there, Frey, with what you said about we're going to hear other opinions, whether we like them or not. That's just the world that we live in.
Someone's also said the government's role is not to protect safety, it's to ensure your human rights, which I don't agree with, because I think safety to an extent is human right.
I've got to hone in now. What you were saying earlier, Hermione, was that the university should have a bit of a say, and the National Union of Students will be involved with drafting up the new rules that are going to be drawn up by ministers. The National Union of Students will have an input in those. So the university body, let's say, will have a chance to talk. Also, representatives of university vice chancellors and regulators will be involved in the rulemaking as well. But, you know, I think there's a tendency to label universities as very left, students as very left, because maybe perhaps we don't get exposed to the right views, the extreme right.
I think
right,
it might
anyway.
Also be a generational thing as well, just kind of the views that we've grown up in and the world that we've grown up in may kind of, you may lean left. But I think it's, you've said that the NUS and vice chancellors will be involved.
They are involved.
And I think the problem is it's so hard to draw the line between not offending people, but not making people feel unsafe and people feeling that they can't go to university, and really, really offensive views that may make people not want to come to university in the first place. But at the same time, as this person has texted in, it is a place to debate, and you're going to hear these views wherever you like. So I think that's the hard line that you have to draw, is it's kind of between freedom of speech, but also the freedom to feel safe within your own country and your own environment.
A lot of the events that I've mentioned in the Times are events including conservative Brexiteers, events on the Israel and Palestine conflict, that's very, very much debated on university campuses. But Alistair Jarvis, Chief Executive of Universities UK, has said tens of thousands of speaking events are put on every year across the country. The majority pass without incident. A small number of flashpoints do occasionally occur on contentious or controversial issues, but universities do all they can to protect free speech, so events continue. So Alistair Jarvis, from Chief Executive of Universities UK, seems to think there's no problem.
My personal opinion on this matter is that it comes down to a distinction between speaking your mind and speaking your mind at the expense of someone else.
Yeah.
I am quite happy to hear someone's opinion about, you know, something meaning or something general, but when something is then an insult to me. So, for example, I mean, two different things. Someone gives an opinion and then someone insults me. The two are not the same, but if it comes to being that the person's opinion is targeted in such a way that does insult me because it pertains to a nature that, you know, it pertains directly to my nature and how what I believe let's say, for example, on a religious ground, that we, you know, I think a person has a right to feel scared because it's in human nature to possess an emotion that makes us feel uneasy when we're being attacked for something we can't necessarily help. You know, but to some degree, a belief is the same as a biological characteristic. If you have it, you can't always get rid of it because it's something you believe. And there is a distinction between being able to speak your mind and abusing someone because of their beliefs. And I think this legislation is helpful because it is bringing in a student body and university representatives to just try and regulate that. It is, after all, though, all in the execution of it.
To be fair, though, that might actually be a good thing. You're talking about regulation. I think people say they see freedom of speech in this respect and they're like, oh no, anyone's going to be able to say what they want to say. But people are still saying what they want to say. They're just not saying it
in a constructive way as well, I suppose.
I think the way of balancing this is by having a debate. Perhaps if you're going to invite these speakers, perhaps open it up for a debate so people can argue back as well, or have a balanced debate, a balanced speaking, so they have both sides.
We've actually had a really interesting text here that is quoting someone called Jordan Peterson that says, to think one must risk being offensive, which I think is quite interesting there because it's kind of questioning that how everyone defines something different. As in, what people define as offensive, I think, is very personal. Mm. And so maybe, as you're talking about, a debate would be useful in that it would really address quite a few different opinions. And it wouldn't just kind of say what's right and wrong. It would address the issue that people do have different opinions, and what people class as controversial and offensive varies greatly depending on your upbringing, your ethnicity, where you live in the world, in the country. And so I think having this idea of a debate would be something really constructive.
It gives people the freedom of speech to argue back as well as the speaker to come onto university and have that platform.
Yeah, because what we're saying here is it's the debate, I think, is what's important, because you will hear these opinions regardless of whether they are allowed or not. So surely it should be promoted that they are heard constructively and heard in a way that makes you think about them and actually consider them as an opinion.
And I think that is very much an interesting point, in that there's, you know, a constructivity to how debates occur. So if I have an opinion and I want to voice it, it should be done in a fair debate, constructive way.
And also, you need to have the opportunity to be shut down if someone has a better argument than you.
Exactly. And I think it's very much in the nature of when someone is trying to use it offensively, it's not necessarily in the way of a debate. If someone's being attacked for their opinion, that is the key difference. That's the distinction between debate and attack. And, you know, one of those requires restriction. The other one should be as free as it possibly can be.
This is URN.